Hi, I'm Huda.
Hi, I'm Miriam.
And you are listening to Min Huna Finding Refuge in Friendship. Ismi Huda.
Me llamo Miriam.
As usual, we interview special and inspiration people who they are treasure in our community. And today, the 2018 Arizona English Language Teacher of the Year, Miss Miriam Romero, will honor us to be in our show. Hi, Miss Miriam.
Hi, Huda. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming. How long you have been teaching?
This is my 13th year I've been teaching, and I've been teaching English language learners for 11 years.
Nice. And what school you taught?
I teach at Carrillo K-5 Communications and Creative Arts Magnet downtown.
I was a student among of different students from different background, from different cultural, and I learned from them a lot. And as you are a teacher and you are teaching them, what you are learned from them?
Well, I've had the opportunity to work with many students who are American born. In fact, the vast majority of my students are American citizens. I've got to work with children who came here as immigrants. I've got to work with students who came here as refugees. And I would say one thing I've learned is how similar all the kids are, how there really isn't as many differences as people think.
Okay, so you said you have been teaching English language student for 11 years, mm-hmm. right? And some of these students, they are refugee. Mm-hmm. So what do you see behind their smiles, like the story behind that?
So the majority of students who are refugees that I have worked with are from East Africa. They are from the Dinka tribe. And they left what is now South Sudan because of religious persecution. The other group of refugees I've had experiences with are from Colombia, and they left due to the violence between their government and the FARC. These children, they laugh, they smile. You know, for the most part, I would say they really act like any other student. One thing I do have to be aware of in terms of what's behind their smile is they wouldn't have that refugee status if there wasn't a really traumatizing event that happened. It's really, really hard, I've learned, to get refugee status and to come to the United States. So when I see a student that has that marked on their file, I usually take a lot of time and I read through their whole file and I learn why their family came, what happened. I've had students where they've lost siblings. I've had students that have lost parents. I've had students where part of their family was given refugee status and part of them wasn't. So while I see the kids interacting with everybody else and having fun, and I'm so glad that they feel safe here, as a teacher, I try and let them know that they are in a really safe environment. And if they need to not only smile but cry, it's okay. And we have a great support system at our school, not just me, but other teachers, other counselors. And we're just here to help and love them.
من هنا أنتم جزء المشابهة من جزدي.
De aquí, tú eres mi otro yo. From here, you are my other me.